Let's talk about telling a selling story. Let's talk about using stories and copywriting and marketing in your sales messages, right? So this is the Essential Copywriting Skills series. We're on episode number 7 out of about a dozen, a little bit more probably. And today's episode is all about tell a selling story. We're going to dive in. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so a good copywriter, a great copywriter, learns how to sell with stories. And, you know, one of the great things that I've learned about selling with stories is that if you have a story to tell about why you're doing something, about why particular features are going to get the benefits, about the transformation that a particular product or service is able to achieve, you can tell that story in a way that, like, it sets it over here, outside of the prospect and outside of you, right? It sets it in, like, this third place. And so you're looking at this place and the prospect is looking at the place, and it makes the entire selling conversation feel more cooperative. It makes it feel like, hey, I'm on your side. I'm not trying to push you into anything. I'm not trying to make you believe anything. I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm not trying to, like, force anything on you. I'm simply sharing with you this story. And humans have told stories, like, since the dawn of communication. I mean, the first stories were probably like, I went over there, I found something, it's good, we should go get more of it, or we should go get it, right? The first stories were probably about that simple. But since then, as language has developed, as culture has developed, our cultures have really become a collection of our stories. And the way that we communicate with each other, the way that we speak, is largely through story. And when we tell stories, our brains, like, open up in a way that our brains don't open if we're just specifically spouting facts at somebody, right? And so if I tell you a story, you're going to go along for the ride without those filters that come with, like, a selling message or a persuasive message, something that is obviously trying to persuade you of something. So if I say, you should buy my product because it's going to make you rich, like, that's, it's really easy to discount that, to just say, oh, BS, right? Versus, hey, I want to tell you a story of this person who they bought my product, and, you know, they started using it, and they used it, and they experienced it, and they tried it, and they really applied themselves as they put it to use in their life. And at first the results maybe didn't come as fast as they were hoping, but then very quickly, as they started to get going, the results actually came in quicker. And then they kept using it and kept using it and kept using it. And it's amazing, because now they have used that product to create this, like, unlimited income stream, and they've become rich as a result, right? And I'm clearly just making this up, right, off the top of my head. But stories have this power that takes that combativeness of, like, face-to-face, let me persuade you of something. It takes that combativeness out of the selling process. So with that laid out, I want to share with you a couple of very specific approaches to using stories in selling, using stories in copywriting. And as a copywriter, the foundation, the fundamentals of what you need to know. Now, in my Story Selling Masterclass, I actually teach 3 pillars of highly effective story selling, and I built the entire program around that. And, you know, when we think story selling, we do automatically think, oh, I want to be able to tell a story. And so, you know, you may look at, like, fiction writing or something like that as, like, oh, tell an interesting, engaging story. Or people who are public speakers and they get up on stage and they tell a really compelling story, right? And we get excited about the story. And the story is important as a copywriter, as a marketer, as a salesperson. The story is important. And we'll talk about story in a second. But honestly, without the other two pillars, your story is not actually going to do the selling part of story selling. And it's not going to help you create like a long-term relationship with your prospects, with your clients, with your customers. And so the second component, the second pillar of highly effective story selling that I teach is character. Every story that you are telling helps you build a character. Now, when I say character, and we think of fictional characters, like a fictional character can be created to be whatever we want. And in selling, that is also true to a degree. However, you don't want to end up in a situation where you've created a character for yourself or maybe for your client who is very different from the person themselves. It is far better to have a character that accentuates all the best qualities of the person. Like the Roy who is on these videos is not the total Roy, and it can never be the total Roy, but I choose to put certain parts of Roy to the forefront in these videos, in these episodes, right? In my daily episodes of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, going all the way back to when it started as daily emails in 2014. I have shared stories from my life that have created this character of who is Roy? Who is Roy as a copywriter? Who is Roy as a marketer? Who is Roy as a business person? Who is Roy as, you know, a human being? Who is Roy as a man? Who is Roy as a father? Who is Roy as all, you know, all these other roles that I fill? And those all add up to this character of, you know, what I'm known for, like the accomplishments that I'm known for, and what I'm known as. Like, I'm known as a top copywriter, and I'm known as a marketing teacher, and I'm known as all these different things, right? And I'm creating a character through the different stories that I tell, and through, you know, when I do and when I don't use stories. So in story selling, the three pillars, we have story, we have character, and these are intentional. Like, you, the more intention you bring to these, the more effective they can be in the selling situation. Especially when we get to the third pillar, which is selling. And this is the place where I think that a lot of people who are good storytellers are not automatically good story sellers, because a story that is just told because it lands with emotion, a story that is just told because it's a fascinating story, a story that's just told because the person likes to tell it, does not necessarily contribute to the selling job. It does not do the selling job for you. And so when you think about selling, your story needs to move the sales process forward. And there are all sorts of different ways that you can use stories. In fact, in the Story Selling Masterclass, I have well over a dozen story selling templates that are different types of stories that you can use at different parts of your sales conversation or sales message, or, you know, if it's a long form sales letter, you know, that might fit in different places. The whole idea being that stories can do a great job of moving the selling process forward. But that part has to be intentional. I can't tell you a story that goes off in this, you know, direction, like way over here, way over there, right? And then come back and have it be about sales. The story has to always be connected to that fundamental sales message that we are telling in order to get someone to respond. And so there are, like I said, there's over a dozen story templates that I've put into my Story Selling Masterclass. But the story can fit in different places in your selling messages. So the story can be the hook. Like, if you have a really compelling story that's tied to, let's say, the benefit of the product or you know, the nightmare scenario that was taking place before you discovered the product or whatever, like, that story can hook the attention and pull someone in. The story can also... Most pitches that I write today for clients are built around the story. So the story can also be the pitch. And most pitches that I write today are built around stories. Okay, so I was doing this and then I discovered this, and like other people, I started sharing this with other people, and here's how they used it. And a lot of that's like information products, that type of pitch. But stories can be used for, well, a great example is groceries. Trader Joe sells groceries by telling stories. Are dessert people were, you know, they were really looking for the perfect summer dessert. And they went out and they went searching far and wide for this, and they found this strawberries and they found this whatever. And like, it all added up to, we created this perfect summer strawberry dessert. And you can come get it in the frozen section, you know, at whatever, like at whatever price, right? So they find ways to create stories and to make stories and find stories of that discovery process. There are people who've done that with clothing. There are people who've done that with pet food. There are people, Saddleback Leather is great because they tell stories all the time of their life and somehow work their leather products into these stories. You know, so like going through adventures in Africa and whatever, and they had this leather bag and it was indestructible and whatever, right? So it's always about the story. And so you can use stories in your hook. You can use stories in your pitch. Now, when it comes time to actually talking about the offer itself, it's infrequent that you actually use stories to present your offer. It's like the offer is, hey, you know, the story sets up why you want this. And then the offer is, here's what it is that you're actually getting. But you can certainly support your offer. You can tell customer stories about the, you know, tied into the offer. And like, that's one of the things that I go into when I teach this much deeper in the Story Selling Masterclass, and I talk about using stories in selling. It's what kind of stories support your offer? What kind of stories? A lot of times the close is a great place. How can you use stories in trying to close and trying to get people to take action? So stories can fit all throughout your messages. They can fit in email marketing. They can fit in Facebook ads. They can fit anywhere that you have a little bit of space to tell the story. You can use it in your selling as long as you remember those three pillars. Okay, what is the story itself? How does it contribute to my character in the eyes of the marketplace, in the eyes of my audience of prospects and customers? And how am I using it to move the selling process forward? How am I using it to move the sales process forward? Now, I'll give you some ideas, like four specific ideas of the types of story templates that you might want to use. But the big idea is that for every... Okay, so there are kind of universal story types, right? Like the hero's journey is a universal story type in fiction. It is important to understand those universal story types, but if you are working with a client for any length of time, or you're selling your own products or services or whatever it is, right? If you are developing marketing for a particular brand or business, you want to start to collect all of the appropriate stories for the product or service or offer that you're going to sell. And so these templates, the way that I think of them is like, I use these to tell my brain what to look for. And then I can start asking questions when I think that I found a story like this. And then I just fit in all the pieces into the template, into the narrative arc that I want to create with this selling story. So the one that I use is like, well, I call this the ultimate selling story. I call it the hero's journey of story selling. It is like my highest level, most broadly useful story template. And actually, we've already talked about it throughout this series, throughout the Essential Copywriting Skills series. It is PISA. So I had a problem. It was agitating. So I decided I needed to find a solution. I looked for other solutions, but they all came up invalid. Until finally I found out what the solution needed to be. And here's what it was. Here's the solution. And then here's the action that I took. So that's PISA: problem, agitate, invalidate, solve, and action or ask. And essentially, like, that works as a great narrative arc for telling your version of a story. Now, on one side, that can be the inventor story. So I had this problem, I had this challenge, I had this unfulfilled desire, and here's why it was agitating. And then I looked at other solutions and they were all invalid. And then I realized that they were all missing some important piece, some missing piece. And so I created my own solution. I invented my own solution with that missing piece. And then I took action, I built it, whatever, I created it. And here's the result. And if you would like it, here's an opportunity to get it. That's the inventor story. Now, there's also the incredible discovery story, which is, again, like essentially a version of this. So I had this problem. It was agitating. I went looking for other solutions, but found that they were all invalid. And here's where we're like kicking out all the competitors' products from being a good potential solution, right? So problem, agitate, invalidate. And then I realized that the solution had to have this. Now, just when I thought that there was nothing out there like this, I discovered this solution that already existed, and it was perfect. And I got it, and it solved my problem. And then I found a way to actually bring it to you because it was so powerful. It was so important. And so those are two versions of the story that you can tell from your own perspective. But the other thing is you can tell this story fundamentally from the customer's perspective. You can get the customer to say, okay, what problem or challenge were you facing before you got to this point? And why was it agitating? Like, why did you feel like a solution was so important? What other solutions did you try? Why did those not work out? What led you to our solution? And, you know, what about our solution did you like? And tell me what happened when you took action on it. And that's a case study. Like, that's a white paper. That's like that is a incredible. So I use that actual template to do testimonial interviews. You can use this to create white papers and case studies. You can use it to create articles about customer success stories. You can use this formula all over the place. And so those are some examples of some very powerful story templates that you can use to essentially support that whole pitch, right? And again, they're all based on that PISA formula. They're all like different shades or different colorations or different presentations of the PISA formula, just like so many different story genres are variations on the hero's journey in fiction. That's why I consider PISA to be like, you know, it's the hero's journey of storytelling. And so, like, once you know what to look for, once you've kind of studied the different story templates and you understand, okay, here's how I can use the different stories in my marketing, then it's just a matter of finding them. And how do you get stories? Ultimately, you ask. You start asking questions to get people to tell you stories. Hey, you know, how did this product come about? Did you create it on your own? Did you have other people helping? Is it something that you like licensed or bought from somebody? Have other people used it? What was their experience like? Can I interview clients or customers of yours? You know, you just ask a bunch of questions and you get as many stories, you collect as many stories as possible. And then you find ways to retell them through your marketing, through your copywriting. And fundamentally, like, once you know what you're looking for, that absolutely is all it takes, is you need to just ask a bunch of questions. And I know I recorded a separate video about this, but I had this funny thing happen. I was going through a copy review for a client and I said, you know, this product, this offer that you have, it seems like a great offer, but it's really missing, like, what is your origin story with this? Why did you invent it? Why did you come up with this in the first place? What was your experience with this? Like, why does this even exist? Like, why do you feel it's important? And I said, wait, let me guess. So you were doing this thing and then you ran into this problem and it was actually preventing you from getting what you wanted, right? And you looked around at the different options that were available. And I was being much more specific about the details of their offer, their business, their industry. You were looking around at these other solutions and none of them were a good fit, but you knew that you wanted the problem to be solved. You knew you wanted the outcome. And then you actually connected with someone who was actually able to provide the solution that you're now offering to other people. And it actually worked out really well for you. And you took action on it. And you got the result that you desired. And now a few years down the road, you've had so much success that now you want to do the same thing for others. And he's like, aside from a couple little details here and there, that is my story. And it's great because having these universal templates is just so incredibly powerful as far as being able to tell selling stories and make your copy really come alive and feel so vibrant and feel so personal and feel so human. One last little story. So you may or may not know, but way back in 2014, I wrote the promotion for Brian Kurtz's live event called The Titans of Direct Response. And the event was actually put on to honor Brian's boss and mentor, Marty Edelston, who'd passed away the year before. And it was like all of the greatest direct marketers coming together to honor Marty and to just have this like one huge teaching event that Marty would have loved to be a part of. And when the promotion was released, Brian got a call from Paris Lampropoulos, one of the best copywriters in the world. And Paris says, Brian, I need to talk to you about the promo. And Brian says, because usually when Paris wants to talk to you about a piece of sales copy, it's because he has a lot of advice about how to make it a lot better. And that's maybe the kindest way of putting it. So Brian says, well, what's up? And Paris says, Brian says, oh, is something wrong? And Paris says, no, actually nothing's wrong. I didn't know you could write so well. When did you learn to be a copywriter? And in that moment, that was really a huge reinforcement for my skill as a story seller, because all that I did to write that promotion, and actually Gary Bensavinga said, like, Roy, your promo sings. Like, Gary's one of my lifetime heroes of copywriting. And other people, just like Dan Kennedy, gave a bunch of feedback, and all that he said is, oh, I think you should make this font bigger here. I think we should change a typeface here to make it stand out in this little section. And like, it was 28 little things, nothing huge. Oh, and Dan wrote up all his proof points, all his, but like, Dan did this accomplishment. And the thing that made that promo feel like Brian's voice is I spent a lot of time talking to Brian about every single speaker that he lined up, what the relevance was between that person and Boardroom, who Brian and Marty had helped, like the company that Brian had helped Marty grow, and their relationship to Marty. And Brian had his whole story about working with Dan to actually put the event together. And all of these stories, and all that I did was I captured Brian's stories and I retold Brian's stories. And I got so much praise for that, and we filled the room, and like it launched Brian's Titans marketing brand. And really, like, what it came down to was, Brian, what are all the stories here? What are all the incredible stories behind this event and your relationship with these people, etc.? And when you get really good at telling a selling story, like, you are able to capture the humanity, like the reason why, the motivation, the emotion. You're able to capture so much that resonates with people on a level way deeper than any kind of promises or over-the-top hypey claims or even proof or anything like that. Story is what captures the heart and moves the heart to take action. And when you can do that, when you can really do that, you become a really good copywriter. So throughout the course of this this video, this special episode of the Essential Copywriting Skills series on telling a selling story, I've talked about my Story Selling Masterclass. That is part of the BTMS Insiders training library, where you sign up, you get access to Story Selling Masterclass and every other bit of training in there. You pay one low monthly fee, like Netflix, but for copywriting and marketing training, and you just get instant streaming access to everything. So I'll include links with this episode to the Story Selling Masterclass and to the BTMS Insiders All Access Pass, which is what gets you access to everything. I'll also include a link to my book, The Ultimate Selling Story, which you can get. It takes you to Amazon, where you can get the book. It introduces the Paiza story, and it talks about that, and it talks more about story character selling, the three pillars of highly effective story selling, and is just a great primer on story selling in general for copywriters and marketers. My name is Roy Furr. This has been a special episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I'd love if you could leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10. How valuable did you find this, and why? What are your takeaways? What are your action items? What are you going to do as a result of this? How are you going to use stories more in your copywriting, in your marketing? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications for this series and more exclusive content for email subscribers. And by the way, also by the end of June 2021, there will also be a link to sign up for the entire series starting at 1. This is episode 7 in the Essential Copywriting Skills series. So again, I'm Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. Hope that I've delivered it here, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.